Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 24th of November and greetings from Tenerife in Spain. I'm actually out here at a business convention, and a quick hello to everybody at Gappy UK in Rotherham. Purely coincidentally, I actually bumped into your MD, Ian, out here, and he says hello. Anyway, let's get cracking with this week's ideas. And idea one is to do this. What do you do if your customers don't like your business and complain? Do you listen, respond, apologise and sort the problem? Or do you fine them? Yeah, a hotel in Blackpool has apparently fined a couple of £100 who gave them a bad review on TripAdvisor. Tony and Jan Jenkinson posted their review after a one-night stay, left them very unimpressed. And observing that the tap didn't work and drawers fell off, wallpaper was peeling off, their review said that the Broadway Hotel in Blackpool was a filthy, dirty, rotten, stinking hovel run by Muppets. They said a few other things as well. And they then received a £100 fine in addition to the £36 they'd paid for the double room. Apparently in the small print of their booking form, which they from their credit card had to be used, it was actually used it to pay the original booking, £100 was taken off. And interesting, looking at TripAdvisor, it's quite clear that this business maybe has made a lot of money out of bad reviews, because it doesn't seem to do very well. Apparently after investigations by the industry standards, they've now got rid of the small print. However, I kind of thinking it's a bit too late. There's already lots of coverage in newspapers, TV and social media. You can have a look on andyhanselman.com, see what the people have said about it. 3D businesses deal with disappointment. How do you deal with disappointment in your business? Idea two is to do something about this. Tommy Rose is a budding entrepreneur who's identified a real need in the marketplace. Through hard work and a focus on his customers, he's created a successful business and employs two other people. Tommy supplies sweets and snacks to his friends in his school and has generated a profit of £14,000 over the last few years, which he's going to use towards his university fees. That's if his school doesn't continue with their plan to suspend him. Apparently they don't like what he's doing. And his school, Buell Hill High School in Salford, says it breaches their strict healthy eating policy and has been accused of running a black market on sweet treats. He's already created jobs for two of his mates, paying them £5.50 a day, and his ambitious plans to go to university and use the money to pay to do that. I can't help thinking that Tommy should be encouraged for his efforts. 3D businesses champion their champions and encourage, support and reward and recognise the behaviours that they want. It's 3D characteristic 5, creating Uber culture. From their actions, it would appear that the school doesn't want this maverick approach. What about your business? Do you support the behaviours you want? How do you reward and recognise those behaviours? Do you know what those behaviours are? Do your people? And idea three is to do this. 60% of finance professionals in businesses feel undervalued by their business, with more than half saying they don't receive the same respect as employees in other departments. That's according to research from Web Expenses. The research also found that 60% of finance professionals who feel undervalued believe that their work often gets forgotten about as they are seen as behind-the-scenes support. Over half feel that they are rarely seen as a strategic part of the business, and 51% believe that people don't raise the influence their work has on the organisation. Don't realise it, sorry, the influence has on their organisation. So, go on, do this. Go and say thank you and well done to your accounts team. This is Dramatically and Demonstrably Different Stuff. Have a great week now. Bye.